Now, let's look at the next one.
آیه بعدی.
Yeah. God is omnipresent.
خداوند همه جا حاضره.
Which means God is everywhere.
خداوند همه جاست.
Go to Acts 17:27-28. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, through he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
تا خدا را بجویم که شاید در پی او گشته و او را بیابم، با آنکه از هیچ یکی از ما دور نیست، زیرا که در او زندگی و حرکت و وجود داریم، چنان که بعضی از شعرهای شما نیز گفتند که از نسل او می باشیم.
Yeah. For in him we live and move and have our being. Yeah. Yeah. God is everywhere. Go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15 verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15 verse 3.
چشمان خداوند همه جا هست، بر بدان و نیکان دیدبانی میکند.
Yeah, what the Bible is basically saying is that God is everywhere. He can see everything because he is in every place. Yeah, this is an attribute that only God has. Yeah, Satan doesn't have that attribute. Yeah, we don't have that attribute. Yeah, Satan is also not all-knowing. Yeah. And he's not omnipresent. Only God is omnipresent. And the same attribute is true for the Holy Spirit. Go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 7-10. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Psalm 139, verse 7-10. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall their hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
از روح تو کجا بروم؟ از حضور تو کجا بگریزم؟ اگر به آسمان فرار روم تو آنجایی، و اگر در حاویه بستر بگسترم تو آنجا نیز هستی. اگر بر بالهای سحر پرواز کنم و در دورترین دورترین کرانه های دریا قرار گزینم، حتی آنجا نیز دست تو مرا
Yeah, there's no way, nowhere you can flee from the Spirit of God, from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
can you flee from His presence and go to another place? No, He will be there. Go up to heaven, Holy Spirit is there. Go down to hell. Holy Spirit is there. Yeah, by the way, this is not a scripture that shows you that hell is not separation from God. Yeah, can you go take a boat and go somewhere away from God? Yeah, Jonah tried that. Yeah, it says the Holy Spirit is there. Yeah, you cannot get away from the Holy Spirit because He's everywhere. He's omnipresent.
Yeah,
the last attribute of God that we want to look at is that He is omnipotent. All powerful. Yeah, God has all power. There's nothing God cannot do. There's nobody who's going to stop God in any way if He decides to do something.
Yeah.
Go to Revelation 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
و شنیدم چون صدای جمعیتی بسیار و چون صدای آبهای فراوان و چون صدای رعدهای شدید که میگفتند هللویا زیرا خداوند خدای قادر مطلق سلطنت گرفته است.
Yeah, God is omnipotent.
خداوند قادر مطلق.
Yeah, there's no limits to His power.
هیچ حد و محدودیتی درونش نداره.
Go to Matthew 19.
متی 19.
Matthew 19, verse 26.
آیه 26.
Yeah, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
عیسی متوجه ایشان شد و گفت نزد انسان این غیر ممکن است، اما نزد خدا همه چیز ممکن است.
We are not omnipotent. We have limits.
ما حد داریم.
Yeah, there are many things we can never do. It's impossible for us.
هست که نمیتونیم انجام بدیم. قادر نخواهیم بود انجامش بدیم.
With God, all things are possible.
همه چیز ممکنه.
Why is that? Because God is all powerful. There's no limit. There's nothing that is too hard for God to do. Go to Zechariah. And we'll see that God's Spirit is also all powerful. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
فرشته پاسخ داد: آیا نمی‌دانی اینها چیست؟ گفتم: نه سرورم. آنگاه مرا گفت: این از کلام خداوند به زور به زر با بابل نه به قدرت و نه به قوت بلکه به روح من خداوند لشکرها می‌فرماید.
Yes, there are things that we cannot do in our own strength. But we can do with the Spirit of God. God can do these things. God is omnipotent. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent.
That's
how we looked at several attributes of the Holy Spirit being a person. That makes him a person. We looked now at several attributes that makes God God. And these are attributes that the Holy Spirit has. Yeah? We lack these attributes. Yeah? But God is eternal, so is the Holy Spirit. God is omniscient, so is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
God is omnipresent, so is the Holy Spirit. And God is omnipotent, so is the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is fully God. Now, the Holy Spirit is also called just God in the Bible.
Yeah?
Go to Acts. Acts 5, where we find the story of Ananias and Sapphira. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
5, 1 to 4.
اما شخصی هنانیا نام با همسرش سفیره ملکی را فروخته بخشی از قیمت آن را که آگاهی زن خود نگاه که با آگاهی زن خود نگاه داشت و بخشی از آن را آورده پیش پای رسولان نهاد. آنگاه پتروس گفت: ای هنانیا، چرا شیطان دل تو را پر ساخته است تا روح القدس را فریب دهی و مقداری از قیمت زمین را نگاه داری؟ آیا چون داشتی از آن تو نبود و چون فروخته شد در اختیار تو نبود، چرا این را در دل خود نهادی؟ به انسان دروغ نگفتی بلکه به خدا.
So in verse 3, it says that Ananias lied against the Holy Spirit. In verse 4, yeah, Ananias lied against God. Which one is it? Of course, both is right because the Holy Spirit is God. Yeah, he has the attributes of God, and he's also called God in the Bible here. Now, besides that also, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. Yeah, we believe that God is three in one. One God existing in three distinct persons, eternally existing in three distinct persons. And we call this doctrine the doctrine of the Trinity. And there's movements out there that are becoming more popular that teach modalism or oneness.
یکی بودن مد
Yeah, like oneness Pentecostals.
پنتیکوست ها.
Sometimes called also the Jesus only movement.
فقط میگن حرکت عیسی مسیح برای عیسی مسیح.
And they teach that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are the same person.
یکی ان کلا در سه شخصیت به وجود.
And this is a really bad
مختلف نشون دادن.
Bad and frankly really stupid.
غلط اعتقاد.
Heresy.
و اشتباهه.
Yeah, yet people get sucked into it. Listen to false teachers. They get confused by a few verses. And then they ignore all the scripture that makes clear that there is distinction between the persons of the Godhead. Yeah, but that's for a different sermon, that's not for today.
Yeah,
we believe that the Father is not the same person as the Son, is not the same person as the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and the Holy Spirit is not the same person as the Father.
Yeah,
but that they are all equally God in themselves.
هر ستاشون خدا هستن و هر ستاشون در از ازل تا ابد بودن.
Yeah, together being one God.
با هم دیگه یکی یه خدا.
Now I'll give you some verses that show you that
نشون میدم.
There are different persons in the Godhead.
سه تا شخصیت John 1 متفاوت داره در کتاب مقدس.
John 1 verse 18.
آیه 18.
No man had seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him.
خدا را هرگز کسی ندیده است. پسر یگانه مولودی که در آغوش پدر است، همان او را شناساند.
Yeah, so no one had seen God.
هیچ کسی پدر را ندید.
Referring to God the Father.
خدای پدر.
At any time.
هیچ زمانی.
Yet did they see Jesus?
اما عیسی را دیدن.
Answer: Yes.
بله دیدن.
Is Jesus God?
آیا عیسی مسیح خداست؟
Yes.
بله.
So this statement can only be true
زمانی این حقیقت
if God the Father and God the Son are different persons.
اگه شخصیت‌های خدای پدر با خدای پسر فرق بکنه.
Otherwise this will be a lie.
این آیه دروغه.
Go to John 5:22.
یوحنا 5:22.
For the Father judged no man, but had committed all judgment unto the Son.
تا آنکه همه پسر رو حرمت زیرا که پدر و هیچ کس داوری نمی کند بلکه تمام داوری را به پسر سپرده است.
Yeah, so the father judges no man.
پدر کسی رو داوری نمی کند.
Instead the son does the judgment.
اما داوری رو پسر می کند.
Now how does this work?
چجوری ممکن این اتفاق بیفته؟
If you want to believe that
اگه قبول داشته باشی که
the three persons of the Godhead are actually one person.
شخصیت تثلیث یکی اند و هیچ تفاوتی بینشون وجود نداره.
It's like I'm going to judge the father. I'm not going to judge the father says and
yes,
the father head on. Then he throws the father head off, puts the son head on. Now I'm in judging mode. Yeah, that's just a stupid way of thinking about it. Yeah, the truth is that the father, who's a different person, committed all judgment to the second person of the Trinity. And therefore he doesn't judge. John 5 verse 30. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which had sent me.
من از خود هیچ نمیتوانم کرد بلکه چنان که شنیدم داوری میکنم و داوری من عادلانه است زیرا که اراده خود را جویا نیستم بلکه اراده پدری که مرا فرستاده است.
Yes, does the Father and the Son have the same will?
آیا اراده پدر و پسر یکی است؟
No, the Son is not doing his will.
میگه اراده خودم را انجام نمیدم.
The will of the Father.
اراده پدر را انجام میدم.
Because there are two persons.
John 16 verse 13.
John 16 verse 13 and 14. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come, and he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you.
اما چون او یعنی روح راستی آید شما را به تمامی راستی به تمامی راستی هدایت خواهد کرد زیرا که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت بلکه به آن چه شنیده از سخن خواهد گفت و از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد او مرا جلال خواهد داد زیرا که آن چرا که از آن من است خواهد گرفت و به شما خبر خواهد.
Yeah, the spirit will not speak of himself.
راستی از خودش صحبت نمی‌کنه.
He speaks what he hears.
سخن نمیگه. همون
که می‌شنوه. He gives glory to Jesus.
و جلال میده.
He receives from Jesus.
از اون چیزی
که می‌شنوه. And will show it unto you.
به شما نشون خواهد.
Again, clearly indicating different persons.
شخصیت‌های متفاوت.
Yeah, this first does not make sense.
این آیه به معنی نداره.
The Godhead all will be the same person.
اگر خدای تسلی سه تاشون هم
باشه. We don't believe in God who's schizophrenic. Yeah, so there's different persons in the Godhead, yet there is one God.
Yeah,
and the best verse to go to is 1 John 5:7, because it spells it out. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند، پدر و پدر کلمه و روح القدس، و این هر سه یک است.
Yeah, and notice that the Holy Spirit is the third person of this Trinity, this three in one. Yeah, we even baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah, in Matthew 21, verse 19 and 20. Yeah, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Yeah, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I'm with you even unto the end of the world. 28. Why did I write 21 down? 28.
پس رفته همه امتها را شاگرد سازید و ایشان را به نام پدر، پسر و روح القدس تعلیم دهید و ایشان را تعلیم دهید که همه اموری را که به شما حکم کردم حفظ کنند و اینک من هر روز تا پایان دنیا همراه شما می باشم.
The Holy Spirit is a third person of the Trinity.
He's
not just some part, some one third part of God. He's fully God on his own.
Yeah?
Like Jesus was fully man and fully God.
Yeah?
The Holy Spirit is also fully God. And the last thing I want to look at is that the Holy Spirit has the same actions, does the same things, the similar things as God, as God does. Yeah? God is the creator. Yeah, the fact that he creates makes him God. That's something that only God can do in that sense. Go to Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding.
آیا ندانستی؟ آیا نشنیدی که یهوه خدای سرمدی است، آفریننده کرانه‌های زمین؟ او هرگز درمانده و خسته نمی‌شود و فهم او را تفحص نتوان کرد.
Yeah. The everlasting God, yeah, he's eternal.
خدای ابدی.
The Lord, yeah, he's boss.
خدای ازل بوده.
He's all powerful. He is also the creator.
او خالقه.
Yeah. Psalm 100.
مزمور 100.
Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
بدانید که یهوه خداست. اوست که ما را آفرید و ما از آن اوییم. ما قوم او و گوسفندان چراگاه اوییم.
Who has made us? God. Because God is the creator. But also the Holy Spirit takes part in creation. Listen to what Job says. And we know what Job said is true, because later on in the chapter we have God declaring that. Yeah, this is what Job says, not his bad friends. Job 26, verse 13. By his spirit he had garnished the heavens, his hand had formed the crooked serpent. Job 26, verse 13. By his spirit he garnished the heavens. 13.
ده ببخشید 26 13. بخونش اونجا.
به روح او آسمان ها زینت داده شده اند و به دست او مال تیز رو را سفته است.
به روح
Yeah, so we see the Holy Spirit taking part in creation.
Oh,
I thought God created. Or Jesus created. He is the creator. Yeah, that's correct. They created, absolutely. But also the Holy Spirit took part in creation. Because he's God. Yeah, it says in Genesis, yeah, 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image,
after
our likeness.
خودمون yeah, and then خودمان جمع بسته.
Then let have them dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
آنگاه خدا گفت انسان را به صورت خود و شبیه خودمان بسازید. و او بر ماهیان دریا و بر پرندگان آسمان و بر چهارپایان و بر همه زمین و همه خزندگانی که بر زمین میخزند فرمان براند.
هم میگه خود هم میگه خودمان هم مفرد استفاده میکنه هم جمع.
And God said singular
خداوند گفت خودش
us plural
و خودمان جمع
yeah, make man after our image
شبیه خودمان
yeah, who's the yes?
ما کی
هستیم؟ the father, the son and the holy spirit
روح القدس.
Go to 2 Timothy 2 Timothy 3:16
تیموتائوس 3:16
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
تمام کتب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم، تنبیه، اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است.
Who gives the scripture?
کین روح رو کتب داده؟
The inspiration of God. God is giving a scripture.
روحش آیات شده.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
کتب داده شده
با نزد روح. Go to 2 Peter.
لمس خداوند.
That's the last verse we're going to look at. 2 Peter 1.
آیه‌ای که می‌خونیم، دوم پتروس آیه‌ای.
First 21.
آیه 21.
For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد، بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متحرک گشته سخن.
Who's giving a scripture here?
کی روح القدس رو کی بهمون آورده؟
Yeah, we'll put it in our mouths.
کی تو فکرمون
داره؟ In the mouths of the prophets.
دهان نبی ها گفته.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost.
روح القدس.
Yeah, so we see that there are actions that only God does.
کارهایی که فقط خداوند انجام میده.
Yeah, also being done by the Holy Spirit. Of course, that's because the Holy Spirit is God. So what are we doing today?
امروز چیکار داریم؟
Yeah, we're laying a foundation
داریم بنیاد
for understanding the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
درس روح القدس رو.
And today we'll specifically look at his identity. Who is he?
شخصیت خداوند کیست؟
Yeah, he's not a force. He's not some energy or some power.
فقط قدرت نیست که بتونه قدرت
yeah,
داشته باشه یه انرژی باشه که تو دنیا باشه
of an person.
بلکه یک نفره یک شخص
he
یک
has
شخصیت
personhood.
داره شخصیت یک
he has a will.
خاص اراده داره
yeah, he communicates.
صحبت میکنه
yeah, he speaks to us.
با ما صحبت میکنه
yeah, he has intellect. He can reason.
میتونه با ما بحث کنه میتونه با
he has emotions.
منطق داره احساسات داره
yeah, we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
میتونیم غمگینش کنیم میتونیم خوشحالش
کنیم yeah, we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We can love him.
القدس و میتونیم عاشق روح القدس باشیم.
Yeah, these are attributes.
اینها صفاتی هستن که یک نفر میتونه داشته باشه.
Yeah, the Bible talks about he and him about the Holy Spirit.
او و او در مورد روح القدس.
Yeah, but the Holy Spirit also has the attributes of God.
صفات‌های خدا
attributes that we don't have
صفات‌هایی رو که من و شما نداریم صفات‌هایی که فقط
God makes God.
خداوند خدا
yeah.
ساخته.
He's eternal.
ابدی.
No beginning and end.
It's the eternal spirit.
Yeah, we have a start. He doesn't.
ما آغاز داریم.
He's omniscient.
ازل بوده و تا ابد هست.
All knowing.
همه جا
بوده. Searches the deep things of God.
از همه چیز آگاه از حتی از اعماق خاص خداوند.
He's omnipresent.
همه جا حاضر.
Where do I flee?
من از کجا فرار کنم؟
Yeah, in hell, heaven, he's there. And he's omnipotent. Yeah, he's all powerful. Yeah? And the Holy Spirit, of course, is just called God in the Bible. He's a third person of the Godhead. And he does things that only God can do. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is God. Now, I hope the first sermon on this has increased your awareness and appreciation of who the Holy Spirit is.
بدونین روح القدس واقعا کیست.
And I hope this will trigger you.
امیدوارم امروز بیدارتون کنه.
Yeah, to love him.
که عاشقش باشی.
And have relationship with him.
و با او رابطه داشته باشی.
Yeah. He's a person.
او کسی است.
Yeah. He's God who lives in you as a Christian.
درون شما ایمانداران زندگی می‌کنه.
Yeah, he's not some force.
فقط یک
نیروی impersonal force.
یک کسی که با تو رابطه نداشته باشه.
Yeah, he's also not some little part of God.
No, he's fully God. بلکه کامل خداست که درون شما.
Who is with you wherever you go.
با شماست هر جایی که میرید.
Now next week we'll continue to deepen our understanding of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
and we need to know what we believe.
Yeah,
based on the Word of God. So we're going to look again at the Scriptures.
Yeah,
to figure other things out in regards to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.